great multitudes bore him company on his way. To these he turned and said, If any man comes to me without hating his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yes, and his own life too, he can be no disciple of mine. A man cannot be my disciple unless he takes up his own cross and follows after me. Consider, if one of you has a mind to build a tower, does he not first sit down and count the cost that must be paid, if he is to have enough to finish it? Is he to lay the foundation, and then find himself unable to complete the work, so that all who see it will fall to mocking him and saying, Here is a man who began to build and could not finish his building? Or if a king is setting out to join battle with another king, does he not first sit down and deliberate whether with his army of 10,000 he can meet the onset of one who has 20,000? If he cannot, then, while the other is still at a distance, he dispatches envoys to ask for conditions of peace. And so it is with you. None of you can be my disciple if he does not take leave of all that he possesses.